sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Today I'm going to focus on the latest events, movies, organizations, books, and happenings concerning the 9/11 truth movement and related issues. You might want to keep a pencil handy because I'm going to be giving lots of websites to check out. So let's start with an update on 9/11 organizations. Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, back in September of 2011, on the 10th anniversary, had 1,550 architects and engineers signed up on their petition demanding a new investigation into the events of 9/11 based on their scientific research into the collapse of the Twin Towers and World Trade Center Building 7, which was not hit by a plane. Currently, there are 1,660 architects and engineers signed on to their petition, so they've added over 100 architects and engineers in 5 months. They came out with a new movie in September of 2011 called 9/11 Explosive Evidence, which our local 9/11 Truth Movement shared at the University of Hartford on September 10th, 2011. It was an unedited version, and currently Architects and Engineers is working on an edited version, which should be coming out shortly. And now I'm going to play you a clip from that new movie. And in it, you can hear several of the architects and engineers sharing their views on the building collapses. So here's the clip.
I don't want to be involved in conspiracy theories. There are lots of them. They can go on. We can speculate on that forever. What we really need to know is how those buildings came down.
World Trade Center 7 collapsed because of fires fueled by office furnishings. It did not collapse from explosives or from fuel oil fires.
To undermine scientific integrity is to undermine our democracy.
This is what NIST has done, denied and ignored crucial evidence.
The American people absolutely need the truth of 9/11.
More than 1,500 architects and engineers and 12,000 others, including many scientists, have signed the petition calling for a scientific investigation of the destruction of the Twin Towers and World Trade Center Building 7. The report, issued by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, referred to as NIST, was not valid science.
They're talking about a single columnar collapse or failure that resulted in a total collapse of the building.
Building number 7 descended in free fall for the first 100 feet. Which means that there was absolutely no resistance to the descent whatsoever.
So all of the columns really needed to be severed at the same time.
The symmetry is the smoking gun.
NIST has admitted it went into free fall for 8 stories.
You don't need to be an engineer or an architect to see what happened to those buildings.
This is controlled demolition.
Zeker weten.
Zeker weten.
What I saw, it was a classic implosion. The center of the core, the penthouse area, starts to move first, and then the building follows along with it.
NIST excluded the document from FEMA in Appendix C that documented the evidence of melting steel.
In an office fire, you cannot generate enough heat to melt steel.
There were these iron microspheres present in all of the dust samples. They needed to have been formed in extremely high temperatures.
All the characteristics of the microspheres, along with what I see in the attack of the beams that were actually found, tell me that thermite was involved in melting those steel beams.
In the dust, what we have found is a modern version of thermite, which we call nanothermite.
NIST concedes that they found no evidence for explosives. So then we ask them, well, did you look?
And they said, no, we did not look for explosives or residues of explosives.
And in fact, the evidence is overwhelming that these red grade crystals are very high temperature incendiaries.
And we have watched as scientific integrity has been undermined and scientific research politicized in an effort to advance predetermined ideological agendas.
If this is a crime, I think everybody agrees it's a crime. Evidence was removed from the scene of the crime. You can't do science when you are deprived of the evidence and when your hypothesis is the least valid instead of the most likely. When the most likely hypothesis in the case of Building 7 wasn't even mentioned. This is not science.
The Architects and Engineers website is one of the most vibrant and active in the 9/11 truth movement, in my opinion. They've got many volunteer groups going. They're really active. So please check them out and sign their petition. They have one for architects and engineers and one for any concerned citizen to sign demanding a real investigation. And their website is ae911truth.org. And these architects and engineers work closely with another group called Remember Building 7. Our local Connecticut 9/11 truth group worked closely last year with Remember Building 7 to put on a day-long conference at the University of Hartford called Remember Building 7. Maybe some of you attended it. Most people don't know that a third building collapsed on 9/11, Building 7, also known as the Salomon Brothers Building. Some of its tenants were the CIA, Mayor Rudy Giuliani's emergency management bunker, and many of their files in the case against Enron were housed there. World Trade Center Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane, and yet the 47-story building collapsed in approximately 6.5 seconds on the afternoon of 9/11. Its collapse wasn't mentioned in the 9/11 Commission Report, or the 9/11 Omission Report, as one might more aptly call it. However, BBC reporter Jane Stanley actually announced the collapse of Building 7 approximately 20 minutes before it actually collapsed, with the building visible standing behind her in the video as she said it. A CNN reporter also reported the collapse in advance. These erroneous reports certainly raise a lot of questions. Remember Building 7 is a nonpartisan campaign led by 9/11 family members to raise awareness of the destruction of World Trade Center Building 7, so that public pressure will compel the New York City Council and Manhattan District Attorney to open a new investigation. In the fall of 2010, the campaign raised $100,000 to run ads on cable television throughout the New York metropolitan area. The first TV ad featured four 9/11 family members and aired 580 times from November 2nd to December 5th, reaching an estimated 1 million unique viewers, an average of 8 times each. The campaign also attracted some media coverage, reaching several million more viewers on Geraldo Rivera and Judge Andrew Napolitano's show. And here's that first 30-minute ad.
I lost my son.
My nephew.
My uncle.
My son.
On September 11th, 2001.
Most people don't know that a third tower fell on September 11th.
World Trade Center 7, a 47-story skyscraper, was not hit by a plane.
Although the official explanation is that fire brought down Building 7.
Over 1,200 architects and engineers have looked into the evidence.
And believe there is more to the story.
Bring justice to my son.
My uncle.
My nephew.
My son.
And thousands of others who died on September 11th.
Go to buildingwhat.org.
And a second TV ad was released online in March 2001, right after our conference in West Hartford, featuring four 9/11 family members, two engineers, and two architects. The campaign again succeeded in raising $100,000 to run more ads in June 2011, reaching another 1 million unique viewers. And here's that second ad now.
This is Building 7, a 47-story skyscraper that fell on the afternoon of September 11th.
The government says that fire brought it down. However, 1,500 architects and engineers concluded it was a controlled demolition.
Over 6,000 of my fellow service members have given their lives.
And thousands of my fellow first responders are dying.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
I'm a structural engineer.
I'm a New York City correction officer.
I'm an Air Force pilot.
I'm a father who lost his son.
We're Americans. And we deserve the truth.
Go to rememberbuilding7.org today.
Now the campaign is striving to raise $1 million to reach 50% of the New York metropolitan area and 2 million people in other major cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Dallas, Chicago, and Boston. The Remember Building 7 folks have worked closely with the people who put on the Toronto hearings. So if you go to their website, rememberbuilding7.org, you can see how to get a copy of the final report of the Toronto hearings. And speaking of the Toronto hearings, they took place on the 10th anniversary of 9/11 in Toronto. You can view the video of this four-day conference on their website, torontohearings.org. They're currently working on putting together the final report and a five-hour DVD of the conference. As you may already know, there's some controversy in the 9/11 truth movement. The organizers of the Toronto hearings received a fair amount of criticism for what they did or did not include in the hearings. Another group recently decided to hold what they're calling the Vancouver hearings to shed light on the areas not covered by the Toronto hearings. It seemed contentious at first, but on February 3rd, I was pleased to see that the sponsors of the Vancouver hearings, Kevin Barrett, Joshua Blakeney, and Jim Fetzer, posted a letter on Veterans Today called An Open Letter to the 9/11 Truth Community, The Vancouver Hearings Revised. And I'm going to read you a brief section of that letter. So here goes. After considering mixed feedback from prominent members of the 9/11 Truth Community, we've decided to revise our proposal for the Vancouver hearings to be held at Vancouver's Denman Theater on 15th through the 17th of June 2012. Upon reflection, we believe that our preliminary proposal, which called the Toronto hearings acutely disappointing, was a mistake. Our aim in holding the Vancouver hearings is not to belittle the Toronto hearings. On the contrary, we appreciate the efforts of those who organized the Toronto hearings and agree that the overall evidence presented there does amount to a convincing case against the U.S. government's version of what happened on 9/11. The purpose of the Vancouver hearings instead is to critique and supplement the Toronto hearings, not to undermine or dismiss them. The Vancouver hearings will feature experts who will analyze and question certain aspects of the evidence presented at the Toronto hearings, as well as other experts who will argue in favor of the Toronto hearings evidence. We are open to and would welcome additional speakers from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, for example, to ensure that we have a balanced panel to confront the controversial aspects of 9/11 in an effort to contribute to greater unity within the 9/11 movement. The Vancouver hearings is designed to expand the range of inquiry in relation to the issues addressed at the Toronto hearings. Those hearings limited themselves to what the organizers considered the best evidence against the official version of 9/11, without considering questions of who actually perpetrated the attacks and why. Only limited attention was given to the Pentagon charade, for example, while problems related to the planes and the passengers were not confronted. It was not intended to address the more controversial aspects of 9/11 research. To learn more about the Vancouver hearings, you can go to the website truthjihad.com. I'm hopeful that the Vancouver hearings will bring some unity to the 9/11 truth movement. Another great event coming up is the new movie being filmed in March of 2012 called A Violation of Trust. It was originally called Confession of a 9/11 Conspirator, and you may have heard the interview I did with the producer, Howard Cohen, a few weeks back on this show. Now here's Ed Asner to tell us about the film.
Hi, I'm Ed Asner. As you know, this year marks the 10th anniversary of the attacks of 9/11 that took the lives of almost 3,000 innocent people here in America, and has been used as an excuse to kill, maim, and drive millions more from their homes in Afghanistan and Iraq, including thousands of our own men and women in the military. The official accounts issued by the Bush-Cheney administration, the 9/11 Commission reports, and the National Institute of Standards and Technology reports, otherwise known as NIST, have been proven without any doubt whatsoever to be one big lie from start to finish. Last year, I signed the Actors and Artists for 9/11 Truth Petition, calling upon the government to open a new investigation of 9/11. This year, I've committed myself to helping bring about the new investigation in another way, as I'm asking you to do, by playing a pivotal role in a new feature called Confession of a 9/11 Conspirator, that dramatizes the first day of the president's new investigation of 9/11, if only. We need your help, either in front or behind the camera. The movie will show that the Bush-Cheney administration is guilty of conspiring to cover up the truth about 9/11 in these reports, which includes making false and misleading statements and misusing government agencies for the purpose of deceiving the public and the Congress into believing that a thorough and complete investigation had been conducted. For leaders of the Bush-Cheney administration to have been involved in such a cover-up is treasonous. It is sufficient grounds for serious prosecution. In fact, the movie shows Al-Qaeda couldn't have done it. Remember, Al Capone went to jail for income tax evasion. They could never prove he murdered anyone. The script is guided by the books of Dr. David Ray Griffin, one of the world's most respected 9/11 truth advocates and researchers. The film's often contentious question and answer dialogue, eyewitness testimonies, and irrefutable scientific evidence will create dramatic opportunities for conflicting views to be argued scientifically, logically, and passionately. I play the chairman of the investigation along with several other fine actors who will assist me in questioning witnesses that include the world's most prominent truth advocates, confronting the government officials responsible for the official reports. This is an ensemble movie with each actor appearing in only one or two scenes to make your time on the movie efficient and effective and to meet your busy scheduling needs. The movie will be filmed mainly on a single set, Investigation's public hearing room, to provide the most intense platform for the actors and the script to involve the audience. A lot like Henry Fonda and Sidney Lumet's film, 12 Angry Men, where a dissenting juror in a murder trial convinces the others all is not as it seems. For a copy of the script, please go to 911newinvestigation.com. Thank you.
You can also find out more about this movie and follow its progress at the website Actors and Artists for 9/11 Truth. And now I want to tell you about two new movies that are related to 9/11, but not directly about 9/11. The first one is called A Noble Lie. And here's what it says on their website about the film. The 1995 bombing in Oklahoma City was a direct blow to the heart of America. 168 people were killed, including 19 children. For those watching the nightly news, terrorism had come home. For years following the bombing, countless victims, family members, survivors, rescuers, and ordinary Americans have questioned the official account about that fateful day. Hoping to shed light on answers long ignored and censored, both by prominent media outlets and the U.S. government, A Noble Lie peels back what we thought we knew about the bombing and its perpetrators. This film exposes information never before examined or brought to the attention of the American public. A Noble Lie is the culmination of years of research and documentation conducted by independent journalists, scholars, and ordinary citizens. Often risking their personal safety and sanity, they have gathered evidence which threatens to expose the startling reality of what exactly occurred on 9:02 a.m. on April 19, 1995, in Oklahoma City. Utilizing footage and eyewitness testimony, previously unseen, A Noble Lie will change forever the way you look at the true nature of terrorism. And now I'm going to play two trailers from the movie. Here's the first one.
On April 19th, 1995, Explosions tore through the Federal Building in Oklahoma City, ripping through the consciousness of America. 168 people were killed and hundreds wounded. Since that day of horror, groundbreaking new information has come to light. So provocative, so explosive, that it threatens to shatter everything we thought we knew about the true face of terrorism.
Based on the damage pattern to the building, what the government says is impossible.
I haven't stopped asking questions because I know that we haven't been told the truth.
What that tells you is that there were other explosive devices in the building that actually brought the building down.
I know for a fact Timothy McVeigh was with another individual on the morning of April 19th, right before the bombing.
He made the comment, yeah, we knew this was going to happen.
That caused a lot of questions in people's minds about, well, what really happened here?
The enhanced photo shows a very distinct possibility of a man standing behind that truck.
A lot of patients, I think, were lost that could have been saved.
The people that did the things they did knew doggone well what they were doing.
Some of these columns were ripped up, shredded, tossed around.
God, I hate to think that they did it on purpose.
Well, we can prove clearly that the official story is a fraud, that the government was involved and is using it to demonize good Americans.
Expose the cover-up now at anoblelie.com.
And here's the second trailer.
On April 19th, 1995, at 9:02 a.m., explosions tore through the Alfred P. Murrow Building in downtown Oklahoma City, ripping through the consciousness of America. 169 people were left dead and hundreds more injured. The Oklahoma City bombing was the largest act of terrorism on American soil until 9/11. America had a new demon. We're now being told that this demon is emerging from its slumber. Since that day of horror, groundbreaking new information has come to light. So provocative, so explosive, that it threatens to shatter everything we thought we knew about the true nature of terrorism.
We'll pursue every lead and use every possible resource to bring the people responsible to justice.
I was sitting at my desk there on the eighth floor. I felt the building start shaking, lights went out, debris started falling on my desk. Something hit me in the back of the head and knocked me out before the truck bomb went off. What that tells you is that there were other explosive devices in the building that actually brought the building down.
It's an earthquake. Everybody get down on underneath on the floor. And I had sat there and I thought, no, it doesn't feel like an earthquake. 7 or 8 seconds later, I felt this explosion.
Only an imbecile would look at that damage pattern and not understand that it couldn't have been made by a truck bomb. Because a truck bomb is going to release its energy simultaneously in every direction.
The record clearly shows that Dr. Jolly and West consulted Timothy McVeigh's defense team. Dr. West had previously been psychiatrist and consulted for Patty Hearst, Saran Saran, and Jack Ruby.
We know that Jolly and West was considered to be the number two mind control expert in North America under only Dr. Ewing Cameron. We know that he was McVeigh's doctor from the time around the trial to the time he was incarcerated in Terre Haute, Indiana, and then executed.
Even though the spin was, it was the right wing, it was the militias, McVeigh was involved in all this stuff, he did it because of Waco, and all this stuff that the media was pumping out, none of it panned out. The militia in those days would have guarded the Murrah Building. Now, they wouldn't have guarded the UN.
I wrote a letter to the district attorney, Macy, told him what I had seen and that I wanted to testify in the grand jury. I got a letter back from him telling me that the grand jury did not want to hear anything I had to say about the bombing.
It is every patriotic American's duty, every man, woman, and child's responsibility to research the facts contained in this film, to verify for yourself that this information is true, that the rabbit hole goes even deeper, and then take action to bring the criminals that perpetrated this attack to justice. If we don't, they're going to win and bring down our republic in the process.
To learn more about the movie, you can go to the website anoblelie.com, and you can also get a copy of the movie there. And now the second movie I want to tell you about is called Wellstone, They Killed Him. And here's a brief clip from their website.
After 9/11, I haven't written about this yet, but the Central Intelligence Agency was very deeply involved in domestic activities against people they thought to be enemies of the state without any legal authority for it. They haven't been called on it yet. That does happen. Right now, today, there was a story in the New York Times that, if you read carefully, mentioned something known as the Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC it's called. Is a special wing of our special operations community that is set up independently. They do not report to anybody except in the Bush Cheney days. They reported directly to the Cheney office. They do not report to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff or to Mr. Gates, the Secretary of Defense. They report directly to him. Congress has no oversight of it. It's an executive assassination wing, essentially, and it's been going on and on and on.
I asked him how his week had been, and he said his week had been tough. The Vice President Cheney called me in and told me get on their bandwagon or there'd be serious ramifications in Minnesota. And to stop sticking my nose into the 9/11, we're going to get to the bottom of this. There is something going on. It is being portrayed, it's being blowed out. And he said, we're going to get to the bottom of it. When he made the statement to us about Dick Cheney calling him in, there were about 10 veterans standing around with us. He spoke about the 9/11 to the veterans. And then when I spoke with him, he said, Pat, there are so many things going on in 9/11 that just don't make sense. He knew then at Wilmer that the 9/11 was staged. I believe that Wellstone was after 9/11.
To learn more about this movie, Wellstone, They Killed Him, you can go to the website, wellstonethekilledhim.com, and you can also get a copy of the movie there. So these are just a few of the things going on in the 9/11 truth movement and in the related issues. Tune in next week to hear more. And 9/11 Wake Up Call is archived on the website radioforall.net. And that's the digit for radioforall.net. This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.